on the bed, what's on the top of the bed?
On top of what?
On top of the bed, the covering on top of the bed.
The spread?
That spread. Do you ever call it heels?
Some people call them coverlets, just the spread.
What do you call it, spread?
Counterpane. I've heard them called counterpanes. Sheets and the pillow and the quilts,
yeah.
Comforts, blankets.
Did you ever have a long pillow kind of?
Yeah, a bolster. I never did have one, but I know what you're talking about, a bolster.
Did you ever hear that called a heel?
No, I never did.
The quilts were, was there a difference between a quilt and
Well, a quilt was, you take little pieces of cloth and sew it together and make a quilt, and a blanket was woven all in one piece. It's like
quilts were always put together.
Put together by, generally by hand.
With some batting in between.
And you'd quilt, when they got through with them, you'd put lining and cotton and then this cover over it and quilt them. Real fine stitching to hold it together. I have one here. Yeah, Anne has it upstairs somewhere.
Did you ever have a little bed on the floor that...
No, that was a trundle bed. I know what you're talking about.
No,
we come along too late for that.
Is the land ever better at sometimes than other times? Is there a difference between land here and land other places?
Oh yes, different type of land on this plantation.
What do you call it when the land is really...
There's a sandy land and a prairie land and clay land and just different types of land.
What do you call it when the land is really good? Is there space?
When it's real what?
When it's really good for growing things.
You just call it good land. Yeah. They can show you the land and different type plantation, different land. You get more money for the good land, you do it for the that's not good. It's according to what you want to raise on them, you see.
But the prairie land is, what's that?
A prairie land, we used to think about it as for pastures.
Uh-huh.
And all. But you can make different things on them now because they've improved things, what to put on the land to make it grow. They'll tell you from Auburn. Marla keeps up with all that through Auburn, you know, what different stuff to put on his land to make it grow.
What do you call the stuff you put on the land?
Huh?
What do you call the stuff you put on the land?
Some of it's fertilizer. And some of it, I don't know what you call it.
If the land were part sand and part clay, do you know any special name for that?
No, I don't. I don't know.
And what about land that's really wet and
wet and soggy? They used to say, not good for much. You have to drain it off. We don't have very much of that kind of land through here. That's why the rice fields and things grow in that kind of land, but we don't have that here.
Do you have a special name for that really soggy land?
No, I don't know.
They can drain that?
I reckon they can now because they can do everything else. Yeah, they can put pipes in it and drain it off.
Did they ever dig it up?
I just don't know. See, we don't have that through here at all.
Do you have any water on the land?